Round four. It's the news, according to me. Well, hello. How's life here today on the planet? It's Thursday. Last day of the month, March 31st, 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. And it's, as you can hear, there's a lot of background noise because I'm in my hotel room here in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's just noisy. I don't understand. I'm on the 11th floor, and all I can hear is noise in the background. It's like white noise, but it's, you know, I can sleep with this kind of noise. It's not like sirens going off in the middle of the night, all night long, which happened last night, about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, just sirens, just for like an hour, sirens everywhere. I don't know what was going on, but somebody probably had an accident or got shot, one of the two, this area here. But I digress. You know, I mean, after all, it's just crime. It's all it is. We have some interesting developments in the news. Didn't have a show yesterday, by the way, for those of you who were waiting. I know some of you were waiting, because obviously my listenership goes way down. I don't have a show. I don't know how that is. I don't know why that is. If I don't have a show, people don't listen to it. I don't understand that. The press secretary now, Jean-Pierre Claude, whatever her name is, the one that got sick, I guess she came down with COVID as well, and I guess Jen Psaki. My understanding was Jen Psaki tested positive again. But she was still up there on the podium, and now she's not on the podium. This other Jean-Pierre, or whatever her name is, was up there, the Marxist. Now there's somebody else up there. Now, what's interesting is that she says almost as many times in a sentence as Jen Psaki. But circle back. Otherwise known as, AKA, but circle back. She didn't, I guess this is like a school they go through, apparently, that teaches them how to talk like this. Because you can't do this without, like, serious training. Because they stick us in, like you would just normally say something, like make a statement, and they throw the us in there, like within the statements that I can't even do it. And I'm a professional speaker. It's just amazing. I don't know what kind of training they get. It must be some kind of special forces training. Saying and. It's really annoying. It becomes to the point, for somebody who notices that stuff, which, like me, you guys probably don't notice that. Most people don't notice it. Most people get along with it okay. I notice it. And I even notice it when I say it myself. Sometimes I will say it on purpose. Usually when I say it, I say it on purpose. And I don't know how they... Well, I mean, once in a while, I'll throw it, like when I'm kind of like stumbling around or just, just like right now, whatever. That kind of stuff. It's a filler thing. It fills the gap. Makes it sound like you're still talking, but you're not saying anything. It's usually said by people who are either saying it on purpose or they're... Oh dear, do I say this or not? Their IQ is not as high as some others. Speaking of IQ, glad you brought it up. I have my cup here, and my cup is full of water, actually. It's actually a big bottle of water. It's a, what is this thing? 50.7 fluid ounces, one quart, 18.7 fluid ounces, 1.5 liter, one quart, 18.7 fluid ounces, 50.7 fluid ounces. I don't know. Anyway, wish it would make up its mind. I think it's 1.5 liters. It's a good sized bottle of water. I also have some sweet tea, but I'm not drinking that at the moment. I did my workout today, this afternoon. I went on a workout thing type thing, and it was basically a 3-mile run walk type thing. Didn't do any weight training. I did some stair climbing. I am on the 11th floor, so I have a tendency to, rather than taking the elevator, I will take the stairs. And, you know, when I get, I'll start climbing up the steps, and about halfway through, I usually get pretty much wiped out to the point where, okay, I'm going to walk across that floor to the steps on the other side. That would take a little bit of a break. Let the old muscles relax a little bit, and then I climb up the rest of the way. Or sometimes I'll just go up a flight, walk across, go a flight, walk across. That's a good workout, too. That gives your, I did that yesterday, and all the way up to the 11th floor. And I'll tell you what, you know, if you put a brisk walk in between the stair stepping, it catches up with you. By the time you get to the top one, you realize you've pretty much worked yourself out. Now, I usually do it with either carrying some weights, or I have a backpack I wear. I did another mile. Let's see, was it a mile? Well, 2 miles. 2 mile walk today with a 15-pound backpack on. It's just, you know, all this stuff kind of helps to add up to the, you know, and it's, I'll tell you what, just about every part of your body feels it. Now, last night I also did weight training, some work, doing some work on some weights. And that also has a tendency to, I got this thing where I focus, concentrate, it's a concentrated workout where I'll do multiple things at the same time. I'll do like squats while I'm doing curls. So as I'm pulling up, doing the curls, I'll do a squat as well. It's actually good for your back because you can keep yourself kind of straight up and down, and you can do squats. You stay really good posture if you keep the curls in front of you, keep the weight in front of you. Kind of an interesting thing. But it wears you out. And I do this other thing where I take weights, and I'll go down on the ground, kick my feet out, do a push-up with the weights in my hand. I've got the, you know, I got the dumbbells in my hands, and then I stand back up again, and I do curls, and then push them up over my head. I pull them back down, curl, and then do a reverse curl, then back down on the ground, pop my feet out, do another push-up. You do about 10 of those with a heavy weight, 25, 30 pounds, and do three sets of that, you're shot. And it doesn't, you know, it takes about 15 minutes. If you do some setups in between those sets, that's got me. That gets you, I'll tell you what. And I don't look like I work out. At my age, I do this stuff, and I still look like an old man. I can tell a difference in the way I feel, which is really what I'm mostly concerned about. I want to be able to feel like I have some, you know, if I have to reach over, and especially with the traveling I do, I'm taking bags with me all the time. If I reach over to grab my bag out of an overhead in an airplane and pop my shoulder out or fall down, hit my hip, and what am I going to do? So hopefully it's just going to keep me running a little bit longer in normal life. That's my plan. I'm not too concerned about the, you know, being the, well, I mean, I wouldn't mind if I, you know, could keep my stomach from bulging out and my arms from being flabby. But, so some interesting stuff. Back to the news. That's enough about me. Let's talk about what you think about me. There's interesting stuff in the news here. This Hunter Biden thing is really heating up. I don't know if any of you guys paying attention to this or not. Why? This is the question. Why are we getting... I think that they're giving up on Joe. I think that the media is actually starting to realize that this administration is a train wreck. And they are going to lose the midterms because of this administration. Now, I have said for a long time, I do not trust this administration. I do not trust these people who are in charge of this stuff. And there is already talk behind the scenes. It's actually coming out that they are planning something that's going to create so much chaos that they have to step in with executive orders to change the election. This is being talked about. Now, this was talked about on the 2020 election, saying that Trump was going to do it by the left. But they didn't have any evidence or proof of this from anyone saying it on the right. They're saying it. Now they're talking about it, but they're talking about them doing it. I'll have to find the articles and the some of the information about it. Just to tell you a little bit about how ridiculous of a people we're dealing with here. Maxine Waters. I was trying to remember her name yesterday. Maxine Waters. goes to a rally of some sort in San Francisco or wherever she's out in California. She's a big shot out there. She's where she runs for office. Hard to believe a leftist, radical left-wing Democrat would be able to win an election out there. But yes, she can. She goes to this rally. She's got these all these homeless people around her, and she's talking about what they're going to do and how they're going to try to help them out. And she's failing miserably at what she's trying to communicate with them. They start getting a little bit upset. And they start letting her know about it. She starts to... basically, she starts to get a little bit concerned. And like a mother, like the parent, the parental people that they think they are, they think that they're our parents, she tells them they just need to go home. Well, it's time. Okay, this rally's over. It's time for you to go home. Of course, she has to be reminded, we don't have homes. You're talking to homeless people, and you're telling us to go home. Now, the scandal in this, what's even more ridiculous than that statement, this is how disingenuous these people are. She goes to the news media and tells the news media that they can't cover that story. They want them to scrub that story. And you try to find it on YouTube. There's really only one media outlet that you can find this on. If you try to do a search for it, you will not find it. YouTube buries it. Thanks, YouTube. Thanks for your good algorithms that protect the people. They protect us from disinformation. Now, it protects a ideology. It protects a particular party that you are beholden to. Another issue that's come up is the issue of the whole laptop thing. And Joe Biden has been on record saying there were 50 people, there were actually 51 individuals in intelligence organizations. Some of those were in the FBI, some were in CIA, some NSA, and some others. They got people to sign this letter stating that the Hunter Biden laptop was a Russian disinformation act. I mean, you want to talk about Russia trying to affect the election. You would think that they would have just led with that. We've determined that, you know, why did they wait for the laptop to come out before they said anything about it? Obviously, our cyber program, and if they could have gotten in all the way to the point where they had a laptop running around with a hard drive with all these pictures on it, don't you think they would have been a little bit ahead of that? This thing pops into view, the FBI grabs a hold of it and says, what do we do with this? Well, we can use this. Goes to the top, and the top, you know, of course, now the cyber deputy assistant director of the cyber department doesn't have any idea where the laptop is or anybody who, he doesn't have any idea who to contact with the information about to find where the Hunter laptop is. So Matt Gaetz says, well, I have it. I would like to enter it into the record. Of course, Jerry Nadler has a problem with that. Well, we're not saying we're not going to, we just can't do it right now. To have some more investigation to find out if we're going to do that or not. Well, that has come out by different sources. New York Times, Washington Post, all these credible organizations now are now saying, supposedly credible, I say that with air quotes that you can't see. All of a sudden, supposedly now, this makes the story credible. Now, they can't find any connection to Joe Biden. There's no nexus, as somebody I think in CNN was saying the other day. There's no nexus of this being attached in any way to Joe Biden. Really. Because, you know, Hunter was flying around on Air Force 2 and Air Force 1, doing deals in Japan, or in China, and in Russia, not Japan. And Iran as well. As there was some things going on there as well. With old uncle, what is uncle? Joe's brother. Hunter's uncle. They were all involved in this crap. And Joe himself on the stage was accusing Trump of lying, saying that this didn't happen. We have 50, you know, letters from 50, a letter from 50 different intelligence sources saying that this didn't happen. It's a Russian thing. Now we find out it wasn't a Russian thing. And we find out that No, now you have to realize Joe is, he's mentioned in these emails, in the information that's on this laptop. He's seriously involved. He got pictures of him with Joe, with all these business partners that he had. These business, some of these businesses were in China. Even China has shut down some of these companies because they were so corrupt. The dealings that were going on with some of these people. You have to wonder, you know, what in the world did they, what kind of information were they exchanging for all this, all was going on? He wasn't giving any kind of counsel, any kind of direction to these companies. He had no idea what he was talking about. This was access. They were buying access to the presidency, to the White House, to the people at the top. Well, Joe wasn't president then. He wasn't vice president. He wasn't in the White House at this time. It was like 2017, I think. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Like Joe's got no contacts with anybody. The question is, these 50 people who signed this letter, if this stuff was genuine, they should be fired immediately. If they knew what they were doing, if they did this on purpose, and one of them has openly admitted, and he's very proud of the fact, that he signed that letter which kept Trump from winning the election. Because if they would have brought this information out, Joe probably would have lost. They know it. They know this affected the election. And they're proud of it. What is the definition of treason, by the way? These people tried to affect an election. They did. They probably affected an election in more ways than one, if you think it was valid at all. And so we have this going on, and yet some people who walked around in the Capitol building in funny hats, who didn't hardly do any damage even, who many of them were allowed in or ushered in, this is on video, ushered in by Capitol Police, and then later on arrested. One fellow was so devastated by everything that happened, he committed suicide. And he has on his, well, he had on his phone, he had video of being escorted in by the Capitol Police, telling him which way to go. Of course, the FBI confiscated that. The video is still out there, by the way. It blows your mind to see the partisanship in all of this. Speaking of partisanship, Dr. Oz, who was on the President's Council, Medical Council, has been fired from the President's Medical Council. Let me see if I can find this. Find this email. Where was it? I don't see it here. It's not there. Robert Dogs with. I don't know what that is. Yeah, here we go. White House fires Dr. Oz from presidential counsel amid U.S. Senate race. The guy wants to run as a Republican in the Senate, so they fire him. Because, you know, there's no partisanship there. It's not a partisan issue. They're just going to fire him because he's going to run as a Republican. He was on the presidential council. He's gone. Nothing to see here. No partisan. It wasn't a partisan issue. It wasn't a partisan decision. They have a big tent. But, you know, if you're going to be a Republican, you're gone. That's the way that works. The corruption just is, it just blows my mind. It just keeps on going. These people are so disingenuous and so, well. So we have these sanctions in place now. And the sanctions are to, you know, stop Putin. Well, I guess they were, all of a sudden Joe has said that the sanctions were never meant to deter. What do you mean? What do you mean? They were never meant to deter, even though we were told that was going to deter him. Even the threat of sanctions was supposed to deter him from, well, he's going to find out we have these sanctions. We're going to come down with these sanctions. He doesn't dare do that because we're going to be swift and serious with these sanctions. Well, the sanctions are going to take a while to work when he started to invade. Well, the sanctions are going to take a little while to work. Well, the sanctions were never meant to stop him from invading. They're not meant to deter him. Now we're told they were never meant to deter. And yet the sanctions are what are affecting us in our economy here. The estimate that has just come out is that it's going to cost over $5,000 more per household to live now, in a year. $5,000 more a year. Are you going to make $5,000 more a year? Probably not. But you know, we're all in this together. We got to fight for democracy. It's going to be painful. And Joe himself has now come out and said, well, it's not just going to be, you know, sanctions aren't just going to affect them. It's going to affect all of us, Europe, countries in Europe, and even here at home. It's going to affect all of us. Well, then what good are the sanctions? What are we really winning here? You know, reminds me of the old wise man saying, he who slings mud loses ground. You know, what are we doing here? Are we hurting them more than we're hurting ourselves? And when our economy hurts, it hurts the entire world, folks. It's just the way it is. In fact, oil is still at the middle of our economy. If the price of gas goes up, if the price of oil goes up, the price of everything goes up. Not only are products made from oil-based products, the chemicals that come from that, but the transportation of all of our goods is moved, not by electricity. Even if it was by electricity, you'd still have to have a way to generate that electricity. It's all over fuel, the price of fuel. It drives the price of everything up. And that's what's happening. And we're supposed to be okay with that because it's Putin's fault. It's the pandemic's fault. Blaming the pandemic, and then it was Putin's fault. Now it's, you know, these are Putin's sanctions. This is Putin's inflation. Blame Putin. No, these are policies that you created. This is the way you're managing this problem is causing this issue. Trying to blame everybody else and everything else for the decisions that you make is just out of control. It's ridiculous. So Joe now has gotten his fourth shot. Oh, good. Joe got his fourth shot, which means it still begs the question, has he ever had COVID? You're telling me Joe has never had COVID. He's getting his fourth shot now, fourth booster. I was listening to John Campbell, Dr. John Campbell, and he showed a video of JoJo getting his fourth shot. His fourth booster, they call it the booster. It's not a booster. It's the same shot. I think he's getting the same shot over. Another saying now that everybody's going to have to get a shot in the fall. My question is why? Death rates have gone down dramatically. We're talking about cases now, and deaths per capita are ridiculously low. This is less than the flu season, a normal flu season now, we're down to, with the Omicron variant. Now, there's the BA1 and the BA2. There's two strains of the Omicron. BA2 is actually more contagious, and it's actually taking over. In Europe, they're having a spike again because of the BA2. However, it's still not any more deadly than BA1. It's more contagious. In fact, I think it's probably more contagious than they're even realizing because testing is not that great. It's interesting that the cases in the U.S. are just going down like crazy, and we may hit another spike. We may see another spike if the BA2 takes over here as well, because it has basically become the dominant strain in the U.K., which means it probably will be here eventually. The question is, what kind of immunity have we built up here? With natural immunity has been shown to be far more effective in terms of people having gotten COVID and fighting off the disease. And it's been determined, basically, that while the vaccine basically will give you some protection from the symptoms, which is, it's more of a therapeutic. We think of that vaccine, it's more of a therapeutic. That's a better way to put it, is it's more of a therapeutic, if you're going to call it that. The vaccine is not a vaccine. Vaccines will vaccinate you against the virus. This does not vaccinate you against the virus. It only vaccinates you against, it basically helps you with the symptoms. Of course, they had to change that definition of a vaccine because of that. They literally changed the definition of the vaccine in the dictionary in order to call it a vaccine, which tells you something about it. They're still pushing it, still pushing the vaccine. Like I said, I'm leaving next week for another country where it's an island where they They still say if you're not vaccinated, you have to quarantine for 5 days. If you're vaccinated, you can just walk in with, all you have to have is a negative test, which I still have to have a negative test as well. If you're not vaccinated, you have to quarantine for 5 days. Why? It's a well-known fact. In fact, the most recent test tube experience, in fact, I think Roman in Facts Matter on YouTube the other day, yesterday I think it was, he had a really good report on this. Another cruise ship that was required, everybody was required to have been vaccinated. So everybody on board had to be vaccinated. All the employees had to be vaccinated. The employees had to wear a mask. And you had to have a negative test to get on board. They had an outbreak on board. How does that happen? I mean, we talk about an island. You want to talk about a containment of a test tube, a test petri dish type thing. Well, there you go. This is one right here. And they still had an outbreak. How does that happen if people are vaccinated? This tells you something about the efficacy, first of all, of the vaccine. It also tells you something about the way we're being lied to and the ridiculousness of all this quarantine stuff and everything else that's going on and punishing the unvaccinated for no reason whatsoever. We're not using science here. We're using political baloney. I don't mind taking measures that actually make sense. These measures make no sense. Look at the science. Look at the data. And now the measures do not make any sense at all. And as long as they don't, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm not getting the vaccine. Just because your rules are stupid, to make my life easier, I have to get the vaccine. Well, guess what? Your rules are stupid. Doesn't show me why I need to get this vaccine. So I'm not going to do it. There you go. Folks, I'm going to have another show tomorrow morning, probably tomorrow morning, if I can get up early enough. And it's almost Friday. So have a great evening, everybody. God bless. Good night. Thanks for listening.